Once upon a time, there was an old lady called Mrs. Pig. This was a very good name for her because she was in fact a pig. What was more, she had three little pigs, but they didn't have names because Mrs. Pig wasn't very good at remembering names, so she just called them 1, 2, and 3. And this suited everyone just fine. Now, the three little pigs spent most of the day lounging around the house doing nothing except eating crisps and playing ping pong. So eventually, Mrs. Pig decided the time had come to make a speech.
Well, my three little pigs, I think you've lounged around here eating crisps and playing ping pong long enough. There comes a time in every pig's life when he has to leave home, go out into the world and make a home of his own.
Well, the idea of going out and building houses sounded incredibly exciting to the three little pigs. In fact, they were so excited they clapped their trotters and went,
Whee!
I mean, they hadn't built a house before and none of them had any qualifications in architecture, and the only time number one had put up a shelf, all the nails came out and the goldfish bowl slid into the trifle. But that didn't seem to bother them, so they packed their bags, kissed their mum goodbye and set off down the road. It was a lovely day for house building. Bright shining sun, lazy white clouds and a cool breeze. As they trotted along, the first little pig tried to pretend he knew lots about house building.
The best thing to build a house out of is paper, or chocolate, or little bits of wet lettuce tied together with string.
The second little pig thought he knew best how to build a house.
No. The best thing to build a house out of is chewing gum, or fish cakes, or loads of toilet roll tubes.
But the third little pig just kept quiet. He smiled and nodded because he was the cleverest little pig. And very often you'll find the people who talk the loudest aren't necessarily the cleverest. Anyway, about 20 minutes later, the three little pigs met a farmer coming up the road. He had a big old wooden cart packed up to the top with freshly mown bright golden straw. The first little pig's eyes lit up.
Aha! Now that's a brilliant thing to build a house with. Straw! Excuse me, Mr. Farmer, sir. Would you possibly give me some of your lovely straw?
Well, if you really be wanting some, you can have some.
The farmer gave the first little pig some straw, which was very kind of him, because this was the straw he was going to feed his cattle with. As the first little pig grabbed his big armful of straw and was about to make off down the road, the clever third little pig tapped him on the shoulder.
Listen, brother, I hope you don't mind, but I don't think building your house out of straw is a very good idea.
Oh, nonsense. Of course it is. What do you know about it? Keep your snout out.
Which was a bit rude. And off he skipped, singing,
I'm going to build a fantastic house. I'm going to build a fantastic house.
Which wasn't very modest. But nevertheless, he tied the golden straw together, made four walls, a roof, a little window and a door which opened and shut. He ran round and round and in and out, singing,
I have built a fantastic house. I have built a fantastic house.
It was a horrible tune, but then pigs were never very good at writing songs. Well, the other two little pigs trotted off down the road a while. Suddenly, they saw a woodcutter coming back from the forest with a big bundle of sticks. The second little pig's eyes lit up.
Aha! Now that's a brilliant thing to build a house with. Sticks! Excuse me, Mr. Woodcutter, could you possibly give me some sticks?
Why, of course, my little pig.
I'm sorry, I forgot to mention the woodcutter was French.
You can have some sticks with pleasure.
And he handed the second little pig a big bundle of sticks, which was nice of him, because these were the sticks he was going to make a fire with that evening. As the second little pig grabbed his big armful of sticks and was about to make off down the road, the clever third little pig tapped him on the shoulder.
Listen, brother, I hope you don't mind, but I don't think building your house out of sticks is a very good idea.
Oh, nonsense. Course it is. What do you know? Keep your snout out.
Which was a bit rude. And off he skipped, singing,
I'm going to build a beautiful house. I'm going to build a beautiful house.
Which wasn't very modest. But nevertheless, he bunched the sticks together, made four walls, a roof, a little window and a door which opened and shut. He ran round and round and in and out, singing,
I have built a beautiful house. I have built a beautiful house.
So back on the road, there was only the third little pig left. He walked on for a while, whistling to himself, when suddenly he saw a builder coming towards him. He had a donkey pulling a cart with a whole pile of bricks loaded up on the back. The third little pig's eyes lit up.
Aha! Now that's a brilliant thing to build a house with. Bricks! Excuse me, Mr. Builder. Could you possibly give me some bricks?
Aye. Of course I can.
And he handed the third little pig a big pile of bricks. which was nice of him, because those were the bricks he was going to build a garden wall with that evening. But the third little pig didn't make any song and dance. He didn't boast about his house being fantastic or beautiful. He just very carefully got some cement and placed one brick on top of another until he had built four walls, a strong roof, and a big strong front door. Then on the top, he carefully built a big brick chimney so he could cook things for his tea. You see, he had thought of everything. And when he finished, he didn't do all that jumping around and shouting. He just cleaned the brick dust off his trotters, wiped the sweat from his forehead, gave a little smile of satisfaction, and went inside. So there we have it. By the end of the day, there were three little new houses along the roadside. The straw house, where the first little pig lived. The stick house, where the second little pig lived. And the brick house with the chimney, where the third little pig lived. They were all pretty happy little pigs, I suppose. If things had stopped that way, everything would have been fine. But there was a problem. A big problem. A big hairy problem. A big hairy wolf-shaped problem. In the forest at the other side of the road lived Reginald J. Wolf Esquire. A big hairy wolf with a very posh voice, a waistcoat and a top hat. Why, you may ask, should a wolf have a posh voice, a waistcoat and a top hat?
Well, you see, I am descended from a very superior family of wolves dating back many years, and my great-great-great-grandfather was actually the wolf who once stole Queen Victoria's jam sandwich at a picnic in Sussex. Ahem.
Wow, see what I mean? Reginald was a very, very posh wolf. But more than that, he was very clever and very observant. As he was strolling back through the forest that evening, he never prowled, by the way, like other wolves, but rather strolled with a long wooden cane. So, as he strolled back through the forest that evening, he spotted a little house made out of straw.
Well now, I say. My eyes may deceive me, but I'm sure that wasn't there this morning. Why don't I go and have a closer look?
So he went and had a closer look. He walked out of the wood, got to the road, looked both ways, you see, he was a very clever wolf, and then crossed. He went to the first little pig's house.
Well now, how about that? A house made out of straw. Fancy. And if my nose doesn't deceive me, there's a little pig inside here.
Now, I don't know if you know, but pigs are the things which wolves like to eat more than anything in the world. Except perhaps peanut butter and marmalade sandwiches, but you don't get many of those running around the forest. So, Reginald J. Wolf's mouth started to water at the thought of a little pink juicy pig for tea, so he knocked on the door.
A little pig, let me come in.
The first little pig looked through the window and saw the wolf in the waistcoat and top hat. His teeth began to chatter in terror.
No, never, not ever, not by the hair on my chinny chin chin, I will not let you in.
Well then, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in.
And with that, Reginald J. Wolf took a big breath and blew. The wind from his breath whistled through the little house. Stalks of straw went whipping up into the air. First the walls, then the roof, up, up and away. The first little pig ran round clutching at the straw, squealing,
"Help! Help! My house! My fantastic house!"
But his fantastic house was scattered for miles over the fields and trees. And suddenly, there was nothing to protect him from the wolf, so he ran off down the road as fast as his little trotters would carry him. Luckily for him, Reginald J. Wolf was slightly out of puff after blowing the house down, so he didn't chase him.
Oh, drat. He got away.
But as he sat trying to get his breath back, he saw another house up the road. It was the stick house of the second little pig.
Well now, I say, my eyes may deceive me, but I'm sure that wasn't there this morning. Why don't I go and have a closer look?
So he went and had a closer look.
Well now, how about that? A house made out of sticks. Fancy. And if my nose doesn't deceive me, there's a little pig inside here.
His mouth started to water at the thought of a little pink juicy pig for tea, so he knocked on the door.
A little pig, let me come in.
The second little pig looked through the window and saw the wolf in the waistcoat and top hat. His teeth began to chatter in terror.
No, no, never, not ever, not by the hair of my chinny chin chin, I will not let you in.
Well then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in.
And with that, Reginald J. Wolf took a big breath and blew. The wind from his breath whistled up through the little house. Sticks of wood went whipping in the air, first the walls, then the roof, up, up and away. The second little pig ran round, clutching at the sticks, squealing,
"Help, help! My house! My beautiful house!"
But his beautiful house was scattered for miles over the fields and trees. And suddenly, there was nothing to protect him from the wolf. So he ran off down the road as fast as his little trotters would carry him. Luckily for him, Reginald J. Wolf was slightly out of puff after blowing the house down, so he didn't chase after him.
Oh, drat. He got away.
But as he sat trying to get his breath back, he saw another house up the road. It was the brick house of the third little pig.
Well now, I say, my eyes may deceive me, but I'm sure that wasn't there this morning. Why don't I go and have a closer look?
So he went and had a closer look.
Well now, how about that? A house made out of bricks. Fancy. And if my nose doesn't deceive me, there's a little pig inside here.
His mouth started to water at the thought of a little pink juicy pig for tea. So he knocked on the door.
Little pig, let me come in.
The third little pig looked through the window and saw the wolf in the waistcoat and top hat. He smiled.
No, never. Not ever. Not by the hair on my chinny chin chin, I will not let you in.
Well, then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in.
And with that, Reginald J. Wolf took a big breath and blew. But nothing happened. The house was still standing. Nothing flew into the air. Nothing went scattering over the fields and trees. And inside, the third little pig, who was the cleverest, wasn't running round squealing. He was sitting doing a crossword in the newspaper. Reginald J. Wolf frowned.
Oh, I'll try again.
He took a huge breath and he blew and blew. But still nothing happened. Nothing flew up into the air. Nothing went scattering over the fields and trees. And inside, the third little pig carried on doing his crossword. Reginald J. Wolf frowned even more.
I'll try again.
He took the most incredibly monstrous huge breath, which made his cheeks go blue and his eyes bulge out like a toad's, and he blew, and he blew, and he blew, and he blew, and he blew! But the third little pig's house was so strong that absolutely nothing happened. Reginald J. Wolf sat at the roadside, panting and wheezing.
Well now, this little chap seems to have built a better house for himself. I'm not going to be able to blow it down using the old huff and puff method. I'll have to try another plan.
He stroked his wolfish beard for a while until suddenly...
Ah!
He had an idea.
Mr. Pig, hello. I was just passing and saw your little house. I presume you're new around here, It's just I happen to know of a special turnip field full of juicy big turnips, which I'm sure you'll just love for your tea. How about I come here at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning and take you down there?
Now, the third little pig loved to eat turnips, but he also knew that wolves loved to eat little pigs, so he reckoned the wolf had some evil plan. He was a clever little pig, so he called back.
Why, thank you, Mr. Wolf. That's very kind. If you come here at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, I'll come out and we can go together.
The wolf licked his lips as he walked off down the road. He patted himself on the back.
Oh, what a clever, cunning old wolf you are, Reginald. Tomorrow night you will have roast little pig for dinner.
But next morning, the third little pig set his alarm for 5 o'clock, 1 hour before the wolf was due to arrive. He grabbed his coat and hat and, humming a little tune, he scurried off through the crisp morning air to the turnip field. With his little spade, he dug up the biggest and juiciest turnip he could find, put it in a bag and scurried home again. On the dot of 6 o'clock, there was a... on his door.
A little pig, let me in. I have come to take you to the turnip field.
But the little pig just smiled and shook his head.
Oh, it's all right, actually, Mr. Wolf. I've already been... I'm cooking one for my dinner. Thanks anyway. Goodbye.
Reginald J. Wolf's eyes narrowed.
Already been.
His fur stood on end.
Already been.
He started to shake.
Already been.
He had been tricked. Tricked! He jumped up and down on his top hat.
You rotten, cheating, conniving, rotten, cheating little pig. That's it. I'm coming to get you, ready or not. I'm coming in, and I'm going to eat you up. Every last rotten, cheating little bit.
He pulled at the door, but it was too strong. He pushed the window, but it was too firm. The only way in was the chimney.
Right, I'm coming in.
He jumped up onto the roof, climbed the chimney pot and lowered himself down. But the third little pig was ready for him, wasn't he? Oh yes, what do you think was at the bottom of the chimney? A fire. And what do you think was on the fire? The juicy big turnip in a big pan of boiling water.
I'm coming to get you.
The little pig stood twiddling his thumbs.
I'm coming to get you.
With a yowl, the wolf jumped down the chimney and landed bottom first in the boiling water.
Yowl!
He shot back up the chimney.
Ow!
Jumped off the roof and ran across the fields, clutching his burnt bottom to find a cold river. The little pig laughed and laughed. For hours and hours. Reginald J. Wolf had had such a shock that he never showed his face around the forest again. And as for the third little pig? Well, when he stopped laughing, he cooked his turnip and had a huge meal. And then he went out to find his two brothers. Even though they'd told him to keep his snout out, even though they'd made such a big show off, even though they'd been rather rude, he thought he would help them build houses of their own. And the proper way this time. Not with straw or sticks, but out of bricks. With a proper door. And with proper windows, and a proper big chimney. Just in case any wolves came to call.